You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yes, darling, but is it art?
Soft Spot is a new group exhibition showing Claudia Kagauchi, Erica Van Zon and Ming Ranginui at Te Uru Waitakere Contemporary Gallery. Curated by Hester Rowan, Soft Spot explores the objects and rituals that make up a home. Through their respective practices, Kagauchi, Van Zon and Ranginui engage with the home conceptually and formally, depicting household items and activities while working with craft modes often associated with domestic furnishings such as rug making, carpentry, and needlework. I spoke with Hester about the exhibition, her curation process, and the themes of Soft Spot.
As you say, it's three artists in the exhibition. Claudia Kagauchi, she was born in Japan and she's based in Tamaki Makaurau. Her practice spans rug making and painting, and she often depicts scenes, both real and imagined, which feature her loved ones. And she often collaborates with her partner, Josephine Jelisic, who is a carpenter. And the next artist, Erica Van Zon, she was born in Tamaki Makaurau and she's based in Te Whanganui Atara. She's of Dutch heritage and she works in a range of media, including ceramics and photography, but all of the works in the show by Erica are embroidery works. And her work often references nostalgia and childhood memories. And then the third artist, Ming Ranginui, she is from Whanganui but lives in Te Tahi Bay. And she's a sculptor. She works with textiles and often using smocking and ruching techniques sort of associated with dressmaking. And her work engages with ideas of social inequalities and self-determination.
And these artists engage with the home conceptually and formally, depicting household items and activities while working with craft modes often associated with domestic furnishings. What kind of drew you as the curator for this show towards grouping these three artists? Was it a process of being drawn to each of their work and finding a common theme, or deciding on a theme and then finding that their particular work aligned with it?
Well, I'd admired all of their work for a while. And there was a similar thread that I felt in their work, which was a real freshness and aliveness and a subtle sense of humour in the work, as well as playing with the idea of functionality in their work. So that was kind of the common thread that I saw in each of their work, and what drew me to their work and also kind of drew me to bring their practices together in an exhibition. Of course, the more that I looked into their practices, the more that I found different paths that they all go down that diverge from one another, which is the real beauty of bringing artists together in an exhibition, is that you have this kind of overarching similarity in the work, but then you can also really explore difference as well. So as you say, the similarity is they're dealing with the home, both in the materials that they use, but also in the concepts that they're exploring. But within that, they're looking at a range of different things, from close personal relationships to domestic chores, suburban memories, and also some of the inequalities which dreams of domestic bliss are actually built upon.
And I guess to kind of add on to that, you know, in kind of taking on that theme, some of these works are smaller in scale and made with materials associated traditionally with women, such as sewing and embroidery work. For a long time, those kind of mediums weren't taken seriously as real art. Do you think that this has finally changed?
Less than 100 years ago, in Dunedin, there was an exhibition which featured work made by women. And the work was in a range of media, And the reviews of this exhibition quite condescendingly described it as home art. So there was this real idea that creative pursuits by women were to decorate the home rather than being taken seriously as art. Also, needlework, learning to produce and maintain domestic textiles were an essential part of a European education for New Zealand girls for 130 years. So a very long history, and that only stopped in the early 2000s with the introduction of NTEA, which made it optional then for female students to learn those skills. So whether or not these works are taken seriously as art, which they definitely are, you know, these artists, they have exhibited in very highly regarded galleries and they are really serious practices, they're always going to be in conversation with this history that we have in this country and around the world, around the history of women and domestic spaces and specifically textile works as well.
Great answer. And I guess to add on to that again, what is the significance of curating a show and having a show like this with women artists, which engages with the domestic in this way?
All of the works reference the domestic, as you say, and art forms that have not always been valued as art, whether those are rug making, embroidery, sewing, carpentry. And what they really highlight is both the intimacy of the home, the fact that home is a place where these very personal rituals play out, whether it's preparing food or your way you decorate your bedroom or memories from your childhood. But they also show how universal these things are and the way that the relationships, the inequalities, the memories that we associate with home, they're really concepts that we can all relate to and that we can all understand.
100%. And going back to this exhibition and the works that we see in it specifically, do you want to speak to how this theme has been explored through each of the artists' works in Softspot?
Yeah, so as we said earlier, it's three artists. Claudia Kogachi, there are works of hers that are both rugs and also paintings in the show. She's collaborated with her partner Josephine Jelicic to create wooden frames for the works. One artwork in particular, which is called Oba-chan Eating Ramen, is a small painting of Claudia's grandmother eating a bowl of ramen noodles. And it's got a beautiful custom cabinet, which Josephine has made. And it's got this tiny little handle and beautiful stained glass windows. So it's really playing with this idea of functionality. And it looks more like a window or a cabinet at first, until you open it up and see it's actually a painting inside. But a lot of the works in the show by Claudia, they depict her grandma just carrying out daily activities, preparing food or eating or in her garden. And they're a real celebration of these small moments that normally we don't get to see in other people's lives and perhaps go unappreciated, and also a celebration of that intimate relationship that she has with her grandmother. Erica's works in the show, they're all embroidered works and they depict household objects. They make reference to chores and to familiar suburban sites. One of her works, The Genius, is an image of a microwave, which she's embroidered by hand. And there's humor in that work because it took her a month to embroider this image. But of course, a microwave is something which prepares food in 2 minutes and is valued for its practicality and quickness. So yeah. There's definitely a light touch in her work. In another work, she pairs a lurid green bottle of palm olive dish soap with a bottle of Midori. So she's definitely having fun with these kind of familiar domestic sights. And then Ming Ranginui, her works are fabric sculptures. One of them is a sleeping bag. Another work called Dollhouse is it's a fabric dollhouse, and it's very highly decorated. It's got ruffles and smocking. It's embellished with diamantes and pearls and beads, and it's very much part of this sort of a fantasy of home that's created through things like the Barbie dream house and Disney princesses and their ball gowns. But the title is Doll House, as in the doll, and so it's actually looking at the dispossession of Indigenous peoples and poverty, and it's kind of showing the inequalities that underpin all of these fantasies of beautiful homes that particularly young women are given. So again, there's this kind of juxtaposition in her work of these fantasies and then the less fantastic and the less beautiful elements that underpin them. I hope that people can come and see the exhibition. It's on
100%.
The 5th of April. And we also have a public program on the 5th of April at 11 a.m, which will be a tour of Softspot and also Photosynthesizers, which is another exhibition that we have on at Te Uru at the moment. And we're working with our educators, so it will be a guided tour of the exhibitions, but also there'll be some hands-on activities to kind of get people engaging and thinking about the work. And I think that's going to be a really wonderful program, so please do come along.
That was Assistant Curator at Te Uru Waitakere Contemporary Gallery, Hester Rowan, speaking to me about Softspot, a new group exhibition showing Claudia Kagauchi, Ming Ranginui, and Erica Van Zon. Softspot is now open at Te Uru until the 20th of April.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.